The control room is calling for the ball, so we'll just skip it right back to Montu.
Thank you so much, Sean. One brief personal item
okay.
that I thought the show might find interesting. I was waiting until I got confirmation that everything was okay, but I had to drop off last dog at the vet this morning
okay.
because she needed surgery. What kind of surgery? Well, they say dogs oftentimes take on the personalities of their owners. She had a tumor on her butt.
Oh no.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh no, dude.
So
Monty has ass cancer.
It's contagious.
Damn
I
it.
Guess so. And so
just start watching out for our ass. Ham?
She sits
back
in my
away,
chair.
Yeah.
Move Ham.
Ham, you don't even have an ass.
Yeah, you're missing step one here, bud.
Pretty concave back there.
But, yeah, I waited until I got confirmation that she's all good. And she's, like, out of surgery now. And they're like, yeah, just don't let her scooch on the floor for a week. But
that's
I was tough. Like, are you kidding me? Did someone put you up to this to tell me that my dog has ass cancer? But she's all good now.
Cone of shame?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I guess I'll see you when I pick her up.
Well, we'll hold a good thought.
I just thought it was funny.
Good old puppy dog.
All right, so... We need to do a show intervention here.
Right.
And I'm not going to say who this is for.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to play some audio for the offending party.
Ooh.
And then we can table talk after what this person needs to change or what have you. Mind you, everything that you're about to hear took place over the course of 2.5 days.
Wow.
Okay.
I originally intended to do it over a week, but I ran out of time to put all of it together because
okay.
there was so much.
Oh, heavens.
So this is all from Thursday, Friday, and part of Monday.
Damn.
Here we go.
We're going to have a show intervention. I don't know what it's about, but all of that. It's ugly, but... I mean, it's a dump, but it's not always the most accurate thing, but sure, that could happen, but which maybe it'll probably bring it around, but it's the NFL. I don't think it's a buy-in issue, but
oh my God, P1s, listen to these butts. My nose says butt all the effing time. Here's the audio he can't deny when he's making a point and he loses his place, and then there's a long ass space he says but
maybe safety. Safety's a little bit tougher, but I don't know. Want to bring him back for some whatever reason. But not necessarily a quick fix, but he'll fumble from time to time. But Brian Burns is scary. He can do a little bit of everything. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
But you don't apologize for wins, like Bob says. But I prefer that than just looking like you don't care. But they've had good teams. Sure, they're not winning every game, but there's a lot of love for Mike McCarthy in that locker room. But dragging a little bit this morning, a little delirious, but I was kind of worried about giving up a touchdown. But and yes, you can say that, but... My expectations aren't high with him, but the Cowboys signed him. He's not going to be a starter, but... Maybe not the most exciting thing to watch, but even though he's going to the star every day, but to look at last night's game, that were nice. But they have a pretty good running back in Devin Singletary. But terrible year. He's been a bust so far, but he had 2 carries last night. He's their best running back. But can I just say he had a good game? I'm not saying he's any good,
yeah, but
another ball hawk, because I guess he does have that skill. He got one last night, but they just move on. They ended up getting a field goal, but I'm kind of a Daboll apologist. I think he's a good coach, but it might take you one touchdown and some field goals. But 7-yard run on the last possession was pretty good, but the Rico Dowdle touchdown was awesome. But maybe it's Hunter Lepke. But
minus
but
And honestly, I don't necessarily know if you say but more than most people, but I think, and I'm looking up like a linguistics website.
Yeah.
And it's called a bilabial speech sound.
Bilabial?
Yes, where
what is That's, there's two of those?
The lower lip is inserted between the teeth, which makes a buh sound.
I'm saying...
And I think you lean into the buh a little bit more than most humans. That's all.
Still going.
And it goes for a couple more minutes.
And those were all cowboy segments, too.
Yeah.
It was all from 2 days,
segments, basically.
That's absolutely incredible.
That is awesome.
I did pull one from the tease leading into the segment, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Show intervention thing, you said butt right after.
Golly, that's hilarious.
Okay, I'm... And I can't guarantee you I'm going to change that.
No, no, no. You don't have to change.
But I'm going to try.
However. Maybe mix in a however.
What if I just say however?
Or perhaps. Or
let's see. Let's look at butt synonyms.
So this is something that Ham and I have noticed for a
ass,
long
wagon
time.
Butt synonyms, bump.
Ass.
Ass, wagon. So yeah, I'll just work in some wagons.
Yeah.
Sure.
You've done it so much that I've gotten to where I can predict it with Ham. And I'll look at him before you do it.
Say but.
And sometimes you'll say so and you'll catch me off guard or and.
But you'll say some big butts sometimes.
Dude, you have some big
butts. It's like when you're trying to gather a thought. You really like lean into the buh sound.
Your butt.
There it is again.
And listen, we all have verbal crutches. I try to work on mine. Because there's times during a conversation where, like, I'm searching for the next idea, and I'll
That's
say...
That's a verbal iron lung there for Mino.
I don't know. I'll say, I don't know, and I'll just be, like, searching for something to say. I've really tried to work on that in recent years.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Like,
we
if you ever know...
have them.
Like is one.
Yeah.
My crutch is I can't speak.
Well,
same.
That. You need actual crutches.
There might be a deeper problem.
Oh, I appreciate the intervention.
Dude, that is incredible.
I don't know if I've hit rock bottom, but no. I'll try to work on it.
You're
however, I will try to work on it.
It is funny because I know Sean's caught on to it too, because last week when I said, hey, I'm doing a montage show related,
I'm like,
Sean came in here and he was like, are you going to montage every time Mino says butt?
I'm glad you brought this up during the segment, not off air, but we could just do it live.
I just love the Sir Mix-a-Lot.
But I like how rhythmic it is. But my rhythm is kind of clean there. My flow.
This is more production.
And just to keep everyone on their toes, this was originally supposed to be a two-part montage, but Mino's butts took so long that I didn't get a chance to do the Sean one. So there is a Sean one coming down the pike as well.
Is it a wow?
So do we have a Do we have a total number of butts from those 3 days?
So. Like I said, I was going to do from last Thursday through yesterday, so 1 week.
Yeah.
And once I got through the 115 segment on Monday, I was over 80.
Damn. Okay.
And that was just doing our show. No mix with the invasion, no suck. So just our five segments. So 11 segments, essentially.
I wonder if that's the word I've said the most in my life. If I say it 80 times in 3 days,
might be.
It's the inflection you put on it that gets us, I think.
But it probably is. If I say but more than like so and
didn't you say you had one last week that was so big that it almost crushed your testicles?
Oh dude, they send shivers down my spine sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
You'll issue a backbreaker.
Backbreaking butt.
Monty's just tapping out. He's submitting.
Hold on.
Got to do that arm drop again. Yeah. He's back.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you,
Control
Room.
Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Thank you, Sweet Spot Production Company. You've done it again. That's amazing.
I'm sure we'll have another butt montage at some point.
I'll
probably within the next week. Yeah, you'll get another one again.
Heck yeah.